A very good afternoon from the sports team. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says that he's working on building a team that can dominate in Europe for years to come. His side take a 3-0 lead into tonight's Champions League quarterfinal second leg at record 15-time winners Real Madrid. The Gunners haven't reached the last four since 2009, and Arteta wants to see Arsenal making those appearances far more often.
We want to be better this season and apply that to be in the semi-finals, which will be only our third time in the history of our football club. We never won the competition, and we are trying to do something now consistently where we can start to dominate the European competition.
It's going to be a tough one for the Gunners this evening. They do have a 3-0 advantage, but the Bernabeu is a different place when Real Madrid have got a game to win. The other match tonight, though, sees Bayern Munich needing to score two more goals than Inter Milan if they want to get into the last four. Looking at some rugby news that broke recently, New Zealand outside back Rico Ioane has become the latest All Black to take a sabbatical. The Flyer will join his fellow All Black Geordie Barrett at Leinster in December for a six-month stint. It's an interesting situation. Ioane was one of the pretty public figures who had a go at Leinster and Ireland legend Johnny Sexton after the All Blacks beat Ireland in the World Cup quarterfinals. So we'll have to see how the Leinster fans react to him when he arrives. We're going to finish with rugby as well. The Kersney Easter Rugby Festival kicks off tomorrow in Bothas Hill. 27 teams. It's the biggest Kersney Rugby Festival ever. And we'll see some of the best school teams in the country go head-to-head. There's six matches in each day, as well as an under-16 girls match. Let's look at those fixtures for tomorrow. Milnerton High take on Peterhouse from Zimbabwe in the first game. Hoërskool Durbanville face Dale College. DHS take on Hoërskool Rustenburg. In the first under-16 girls match, Mowat Park High face Adams College. Kersney College take on Ege Janssen. Monument face Glenwood. And then the final game of day one will see Westville up against Framsby. The action kicks off at 8 a.m. tomorrow. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.